Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
I told you guys yesterday. What did I say? I had a philosophical...
That's how you put, how you explained it.
Mm-hmm. That I would throw a philosophically awkward question at you guys today, right?
Okay. Yes.
All right. It's
we missed you too.
What's that?
We missed you too. awkwardness.
Matthew Dwyer is in here. Matthew is the owner of Healthy Trim. Last week when I was listening to the show, and it was really in spurts. I mean, it wasn't a whole bunch, and I was on painkillers when I was listening. The morning after Tiger Woods. Maybe he had his first interview. No, when was it? Why did you guys start talking? Oh, no. It was the announcement of him playing at Augusta.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You guys started a debate on if you could get passes to Augusta to see Tiger Woods.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Would you even use those passes?
Right.
And you started the debate, and then you stopped. And at least listening for those couple of seconds, it felt to me like I could see Melissa's eyes roll as to say that she would not take the tickets.
Right. Well, because
Jeff sounded excited about it, and Jen, you seemed on the fence.
Well, Jeff was asking if he should spend the money to do it.
Yeah, because my thought is because this year it's Tiger's comeback, you already got to buy your passes to go to Augusta National, you know, and they're already, I mean, you can't even go to a playing round for less than a grand, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're going to go this year, those are going to be two and three times that, which that's a ridiculous amount of money, right? Right. So I think Melissa's argument was, it's not worth it to go. Why would you, you know, spend that
for
kind
me,
of money
no.
to see a cheater? Mm-hmm. My thing is, it's not like the money's going to him.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do want to have that once in a lifetime experience, you might as well have it on Tiger's comeback.
Right.
And I was just being antagonistic, saying, "What if he wins?"
Yeah, you got
then
it.
Then you would really want to be there.
No,
if
you want
wins.
That sort of under your bragging belt. Like.
No, Jen thinks it's funny if I miss three mortgage payments. That's what Jen's doing.
So
it was really more the money issue. It was if you were going to spend money on the tickets,
right?
Yeah,
specifically
this,
for Tiger.
Is this the year? Is it?
Is it worth
it? If
the
you're
money?
Making it philosophical, is it bad to spend extra money on an event that is featuring somebody who could be morally bankrupt?
So if the tickets.
On the street, they're going for like $4,000.
Nat, you need to turn his mic on. Go ahead, Matthew.
Well, on the street now, they're the highest I heard last night because of Tiger's comeback. They're going for like $4,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the sports world, this is monumental.
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
this is the one you want to be at. This is the one that people will be talking about for generations and generations and generations. So the question I was going to pose to you guys today is if you had Masters tickets, would you take them, which Matthew has and is willing to offer up to you guys?
Okay.
Yeah, I'd take them.
You do?
I would take them.
No, I stand by what I said.
Yeah,
you will not take them.
No, I will not take them.
I would.
Katie's screaming at me probably right now, but no. I mean, because, because I've talked before when we talked about Michael Vick. Like, one of those, if I had a Michael Vick jersey at the time all these things came out that I did not personally agree with on what he did, I would get rid of the jersey, and I would not purposely go try to see a game just because of him. And if I was a golf fan, if I went to the Masters every year, if I went to tournaments here in Atlanta every year, and going to the Masters was something I consistently would do, then sure. But if I went, it would only be because of the hype around Tiger, and I just don't agree with him and don't like him, so I wouldn't go.
Now, here's what I think the difference is, because I hear your Michael Vick argument.
Yeah.
And I think it's similar to like your R. Kelly argument or your Chris Brown argument.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a... if you have an issue with someone, then you don't do anything to support them.
Right.
All Masters tickets are privately owned.
Mm-hmm.
If they sell out Augusta National, Tiger doesn't get a bonus. He doesn't get more money. You're not lining his pocket.
It's like the jersey. I mean, the jersey benefits the company for Michael Vick.
But Michael Vick got money from
that. See, it's almost the event, too. To me, your argument says, I wouldn't go to see the Eagles in the Super Bowl because Michael Vick is part of their team, even though the Super Bowl is the event itself that is memorable. Like, just being at Augusta.
But you know where she's coming from.
I mean, come on now. I mean, everybody benefits.
It's kind of on a technicality.
Everybody benefits from the hype around Tiger. So, I mean, you're rewarding a company that's supporting Tiger. You're rewarding these people that support these people that it's a personal decision. I mean, and everything is relative. You can't just section one thing off from the other. So, yeah, the only reason I'd be going to the Masters is because the hype around Tiger. No, thank you.
Bert, hold on. You've clearly
been
away.
Have you ever been to Augusta? Have you ever seen the grounds?
No, but I could do it next year, or I could have done it last year.
So Matthew has these amazing connections down at Augusta. He's the guy that brought me down to Augusta to play last year. And he plays down there like it's a miniature golf course up here. I mean, he plays all the time. And he's got a bunch of hoity-toity friends that are members down there also. So if he wants tickets to Augusta, he gets them. Mm-hmm. And he heard you guys sort of debating about this the other day. And I'm like, well, let's see who'll take the bait on the air. I said, when presented with those tickets, Melissa will take them.
I'd be a hypocrite. I've been on air consistently criticizing the man. I've been on air consistently telling Elon, don't stay with them.
But you're not benefiting him at all.
I don't see how
there's
y'all don't
see it.
There's
a very strong connection.
It's kind of on relative.
Do you like golf at all?
I'm not the biggest golf fan.
Do you like a beautiful landscape with flowers blooming? And the most unbelievable stage of landscape.
You can show me that on non-Masters weekend. I can go to Augusta and check out the golf course with you.
No, you can't.
On non-Masters weekend.
No, it's actually too difficult to do that.
Then I guess I'm going
to
miss it.
It's easier to get on Augusta during the tournament than it is outside the tournament.
Yeah,
because
Here's the deal. You're only allowed. A member is only allowed to have 3 guests at one time on the premises. Okay. So,
and you can't just go there.
No, you cannot just go
there. You can't just show up.
And if you're a member, you can show up at any time.
But
there's very few members. And very it's few. Very, rare to be invited by a member. I mean, it is the most exclusive experience in sports.
Right.
It really is. Maybe not for Matthew.
No,
but
it is.
For
it
the
is.
Rest
no,
of the world,
no,
it definitely
it
is.
It is. It's definitely an unbelievable, very unique, very special experience. Let's step it up a little bit for Melissa.
Why
if you want, let me give the phone number out, by the way, if you want to weigh in on our...
Why me?
I think I can
If you want to weigh in on Melissa's master debate, we are at 404-741-100.
You wanted to say that. You were waiting the entire conversation.
Before we even move on, I don't know where Jen stands on it.
She said she's in.
Yeah, she would go, right?
My dad is such a big golf fan, I would have to get the tickets and take my dad.
It'd be one pass, though.
I would give it to my dad.
You would?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's a lifelong golfer. You know, he's been to Augusta National one time, was able to play one time, and it was really like the highlight of his golf experience of his life. And so I think, my dad and I have had plenty of discussions about Tiger. I think he would scoff it off, but still at the same time, like, he would be there to see everybody else in the tournament. You know what I mean? I think it goes beyond Tiger for my dad to be able to go to the Masters and experience that.
Here's what I think. I think that this year there will be more people to watch Tiger.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. The gallery is going to be huge. The gallery is going to be crazy.
And it's going to be everybody who...
Do they allow more people in for the tournament because it's
a big year
with him?
There's only X number of people that are allowed in, period. But if you want to be crammed around a certain hole, sometimes it's very, very difficult to see him. But I think that... I think he's going to come back. I think he's going to either do extremely well and win it, or he may miss the cut. Who knows? We'll see. This is the first time.
I really hope he doesn't win it.
It may be different this year in that you could get closer to him in past years, because I think they're going to be very, very careful about how close they allow people to get to Tiger Woods this year.
But everything you're talking about is irrelevant.
Okay.
It's just being at Augusta National.
Correct. You don't have to see Tiger if you
Tiger
don't want him.
Comes back, and you're going to have there. I'm not the only. I know I'm not the only one, because I've had this conversation with other people who've always had it on their radar. Oh, I live in Atlanta. I live in Georgia. Got to go to Augusta National. Like Jen, it would be great. For my dad to experience it. Like I have friends who would buy me beers and lunch for the rest of their lives. Type of thing. Like everybody, it's on everybody's radar to go to it. But this year, this is the only year that this is going to be So there's going to be
the added bonus.
The ticket demand is going to be unreal.
What was your addition to raising the stakes here?
Well, I don't know. We could maybe. I'd have to check with a couple of friends, but I think that it's possible that I could maybe get a couple of clubhouse badges and get in the clubhouse and maybe have a drink with Bill Gates or something.
That would be fantastic if I could give it to Jen's dad. I mean, seriously,
even to go to the clubhouse.
Yeah, no,
standing strong.
I mean, like I said, if I consistently made efforts to go to Augusta throughout my adult life since moving to Atlanta, not one year have I ever tried to go to Augusta. Not one year have I ever tried to connect contacts here at the station. You know, I never once. And so, why this time when Tiger's going to be there? No, no, thank you. I appreciate the offer, but no, thank you.
You guys want to take bets on how long it takes Katie Jo to move out? I'm guessing she's already putting the boxes together and taping the bottoms.
Well, it's fortunate that one of her best friends lives in Augusta, so she's had an experience that I haven't had. And so I'm, yeah.
Clubhouse passes?
But this is for one, right, Matthew? It's for one person, right, Bert? So it wouldn't be for Katie Jo. No, it would be for me.
Why are you getting all angry, dude?
I'm just saying. I know. I'm just saying that y'all are pushing it to try to get me angry.
I think I could work it out that you and your friend could come in to the clubhouse.
If I gave it to Katie, if I could give it to Jen's dad, if I could give it to Wendy, who can never, I mean, if I could give it to somebody that really wants to go, but. I think it is a disgrace. Listen, I think it's a disgrace to the sport of golf for people who have never been able to go because they've never had the contacts, they've never had the riches, they've never had the opportunity to be able to go. And then for me, who's not a big golf fan, who's not a Tiger fan at all, to end up going to Augusta and keeping them from being able to have that opportunity.
My wife's not a golf fan, but when you know she walked out there, she was like, oh my gosh, yeah. This place is so beautiful. It really, really, really is. Hey, I hear you. It's your beach.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Rosemary, welcome to the Bert Show.
Hi.
What's going on?
I was going to weigh in on Melissa's argument. I understand where she's coming from.
Okay.
She doesn't want to support Tiger because she doesn't agree with, like, the moral standings of Tiger. And I'm not a big golf fan either, but I'm just saying you could go and still support the other golf players. Like, I know there's one that has a wife that's battling cancer, so you could dress head to toe in pink.
Mickelson.
To support her.
Phil, yeah.
Which would be fine. I just know that when I get back to Atlanta, if I went to the Masters, I went to Augusta, these guys would be like, well, why did you support Tigers?
She's not getting that.
No, you're supporting
Matthew,
an Augusta family.
I'm saying when I come back, I will get that. So, I mean, it's
well, right now when I turn on my phone when I get out of here, all my family members are, well, don't give them to, quit trying to give them to Melissa, give them to me.
Hey, Amanda, welcome to the Bert Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I am completely against Melissa. I would die to be offered one ticket or two tickets to see it. And people were going to sell out. The Masters were going to sell out whether Tiger was there this year or not. The only thing that's going to change is that more people are going to watch the Masters on TV than they would have if Tiger wasn't there.
Now, would you die to go even if this was not the big event of the year, Tiger's return? Yeah.
I would love to go. I mean, it's like, I've lived in Atlanta all my life, and my parents used to go to the practice rounds, but just, I would kill to go any day of the week, Wednesday through Sunday, just to see that course, because the greens are like, you want to roll around in them, and you want to pick the flowers off. I mean,
The thing is, I mean, if you get to go to the tournament, you will tell your friends about that for the rest of your life. It doesn't matter if Tiger was part of it or not. This is just the added bonus because the story doesn't change at all. You're always going to brag about being at Augusta. Only you'll say I was there and I happen to be there the year that Tiger came
back. Just for the record, even if I don't go, I'm still telling people, yeah, I was there that year.
I'm curious how Augusta and the Masters whole franchise feels about Tiger Woods because he has put a blemish on the game of golf. I mean, these really pretty nasty, trashy stories have come out about him over the last 6 months, whatever. And this is a classy game, and this is the classiest tournament of all the games. And I've heard from a couple of people who feel like Tiger's ruining the Masters.
Well, it's going to be, they say, the highest viewed Masters ever. And
I don't doubt that. I'm just saying, I wonder, with the you know, with the classy nature of the people running this kind of an event and running this course, if they're a little miffed at him.
Golf needs Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
They need.
You're not miffed at the person who signs your paycheck, no matter how frustrated you might get at them from time to time.
I haven't watched one stroke of golf since Tiger has been gone. Not one stroke. Mm-hmm. And the tour knows that they need Tiger Woods.
Do you think they would have that? Do you think they're just gonna like kind of wait till the last minute to allow him on the grounds, or do you think they'd have him on and play this week or something?
No, they already. I mean, Melissa already had. Who already told us? You already said it.
I think that ESPN interview was from Augusta.
Yeah, he's already been
so
there.
So he's there.
Matthew knows the answer to that.
Yeah, he played 36 yesterday.
Matthew played behind him yesterday.
Wow,
oh, that's awesome.
So he's down there practicing already.
That's really neat.
He couldn't have been nicer. It was a little chilly yesterday, but he looks like he must be taking the Healthy Plex or something. He's bulked up a little bit.
He's been in like solitary confinement for the last couple of months, so maybe all he's doing is working out.
Yeah, he's ripped. He didn't hit the ball that great on the first 18, but he never lost his temper once. His short game is there, and you know, we'll see. But he played 36 yesterday, played right behind him. It was pretty neat.
I want to hit the ball like Tiger Woods hits it on his very worst day.
Right.
You know?
Hey, Eric, you'll be our very last phone call.
All right. Matt, you can just call me Melissa. I'll take the tickets and go.
There you go. Problem solved.
All right. So, Jen, you said that you're in.
Yeah, I would be in to take my dad or to give the tickets to my dad.
Jeff,
not
you would
for
be
me.
In a heartbeat.
And Melissa, no.
Nope.
No thanks. Thanks,
no,
but no thanks.
Thanks.
What
no
if
thanks.
I gave you tickets to an R. Kelly concert?
You
as
already
an
did.
Added bonus. Chris
Yay.
Brown.
And she Woo! Took those, didn't she? She took the R. Kelly ones and went.
Oh, my heartbeat.
Whatever. And Bert, I'm assuming your answer.
I would go, but I can't. I can't hobble around Augusta. And by August 8th, I won't be ready to off
this
crutches.
This is all hypothetical, right?
Doesn't have to be.
What do you mean? What's all hypothetical?
The tickets.
Yeah.
Tickets, you got them.
No way.
Yes.
Saturday.
This is a real...
My family's going to kill me because they're going to be like, "You're getting yes, you got them for Saturday.
Awesome.
Really?
I'm going to give you my badges for Saturday.
Seriously? Like
I don't know anything about it. Don't look at me. Yeah.
Somebody pinch me right now. Is this real?
It's real.
I thought we were having a hypothetical conversation.
No, I said philosophical. This is a real deal.
This is a real deal. I'm going to give up my badges for you, Jen, and for you, Jeff. Yes.
And you're not going.
I'm not going.
Hell yeah.
Are you more excited that I'm not going? Because that's what it sounded like.
Yeah, Bert, you're not going.
Hell yeah.
The Bert Show.